Saturday, August 22nd, 2026. Daily Devotions of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 11 through 19. Sharpen the arrows, take up the shields. The Lord has stirred up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, because his purpose concerning Babylon is to destroy it. For that is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. Set up a standard against the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up a watchman. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both planned and done what he spoke concerning the inhabitants of Babylon. O you who dwell by many waters, rich in treasures, your end has come. The thread of your life is cut. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, surely I will fill you with men, as many as locusts, and they shall raise the shout of victory over you. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and he brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols. For his images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Not like these is he who is the portion of Jacob, for he is the one who formed all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord is not like idols. Jeremiah speaks against Babylon and its idols, exposing the foolishness of trusting in something made by human hands. An idol may be covered with gold and silver, but it cannot speak, see, hear, or save. The Lord, however, is the true God. He is the maker of all things, the one who established the earth by his power and ordered creation by his wisdom. Babylon's downfall would demonstrate the Lord's sovereignty over the nations. His judgment is not arbitrary. He brings down those who exalt themselves against him and his people. We are tempted to trust our own idols, money, possessions, reputation, political power, or our own righteousness. None of these can rescue us from sin or death. At the cross, God shows us where the true salvation is found. Christ, not our works, bears our judgment and gives us his righteousness. Therefore, trust the living God, who has conquered sin and death through his Son. Amen.